Just like in the 50 states, the district is currently going through a once-in-a-decade redistricting process. Lawmakers are looking at the city's map and redrawing ward boundaries to account for where population has grown and shifted over the last 10 years. While the process has less of a partisan tinge than it does in many states, WMU's Martin Ostermuhl is here to chat with us about how it still touches on difficult issues of neighborhood identity, political power, and race. Thanks for being here, Martin.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's start with the basics. The district has seen lots of population growth over the last decade. How is that expected to impact the size and composition of the city's 8 different wards?
Yeah, D.C. added almost 100,000 new residents since the 2010 census, but that growth has not been evenly distributed. Almost a third of all new residents moved into Ward 6, which is the neighborhood or the area encompassing Capitol Hill, Navy Yard, NoMa, and the Southwest Waterfront. And that means that Ward 6 is now essentially huge. It's much bigger than every ward in the city. Now, by law, the 8 wards in the city have to be basically within plus or minus 5% of each other's population. The average is about 90,000 people a ward. So the current redistricting process is basically looking at moving some Ward 6 residents, actually a good chunk of Ward 6 residents, to other wards to even things out a little bit.
Okay, so that's interesting. Ward 6 will have to shrink. Which wards are likely to expand to balance out the numbers? And what does that mean on a neighborhood level?
Well, population numbers show that wards 7 and 8 have too few people and need lines to be redrawn to encompass other areas so they can grow and add population. Now, those wards are largely east of the Anacostia River and are predominantly low income and black. So some current proposals would see Ward 8 jump across the Anacostia River for the first time, possibly taking in a portion of the Southwest Waterfront, which is seeing a lot of growth, or parts of Navy Yard, which is also seeing a lot of growth. Now, Ward 7, or the boundaries of Ward 7, could also expand westward, and some of the options would include taking the eastern edge of Capitol Hill away from Ward 6.
Okay, so what are residents of those portions of Ward 6 saying about these possibilities, that they could be shifted into Ward 7 or 8? Is it controversial?
Well, for most people, it really isn't. Redistricting, like I said, like you said at the beginning, doesn't have the partisan tinge that it has in many states, so there's not that sort of level of involvement or kind of this consequence to it. And this is a town dominated by Democrats, so shifting ward lines really won't change the political makeup of the D.C. Council. Now, that being said, some people have a very strong connection to their ward and who represents them on the council and the idea of what their ward and their neighborhood represent, and they don't want that to change. Now, there is an undercurrent of race and power in all of these discussions, like in much of D.C., and there has been for every redistricting process that I can remember over the last probably 2 or 3 decades. Some people in Wards 7 and 8 want to expand west because it bridges the symbolic barrier, which is the Anacostia River, which has always been this kind of barrier between west of the park, west of the river, east of the river. But there are people in Ward 6 who assume that would come at the expense of the power and access and representatives that they currently have or have had for the last couple of years. Corey Holman is an elected official in Ward 6 who's been following the redistricting process closely. He says sometimes people make too much of what shifting ward boundaries actually means. This is what he has to say.
We're not building walls. We're not kicking them out of the city. It's just like that part of their identity is being challenged. I don't think people react well to that.
So where do things stand? What is the next step in the redistricting process in the district?
Well, later this month, the D.C. Council subcommittee will finalize the proposed new ward map. So they'll basically draw the lines. They'll agree to them. This is 3 members of the council. They'll vote on it. And then that will go to the full council in December for debates and 2 votes. And the map has to be finalized by the end of the year. So no matter how much they disagree on the council, they just have to hash out the differences. They have to figure out a new map and they have to get it done by December 31st. Now, before we wrap up, I just need to tell everyone out there, the district residents who are listening, that while ward maps will change, maps for things like police districts and school boundaries will not. So you don't have to worry about that. And current residential parking privileges will also not change, even if someone's ward actually does. And that's a key issue. People get really freaked out about losing parking privileges. You will not.
All right, that is WMU's Martin Ostermuhl talking to us about how the once-in-a-decade redistricting process has been going in the District of Columbia. Thanks, Martin.
Thank you.